Today's daf is Erev and Daf Chav Zayin, and we are at the beginning of a new perek, the third perek in Masechtas Erev and Perek Bakol Ma'arvin, six lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, and Yosef Kalman ben Toiba. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivin Ramosha Chaim, and Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael ben Yubadol Chaim Toivim Harab Yosef Meir. So the third perek is really a little bit of a respite or a little bit of a digression of some of the intense gemaras that we saw in the beginning of the Masechta. In fact, it begins with a halacha that, according to many Rishonim, isn't even discussing the topic that we've been talking about, Eruvei Chatzeros, but rather a halacha related to Eruvei Techumim, Zok the Mishnah. Bakol Ma'arvin, if somebody wants to make an Eruv Techumim, Mishtatfim, or he wants to make Shetufei Mevo'os, so what's the basic premise that one has to do if he wants to make an Erev? Whether it's Eruvei Chatzeros, which we've been talking about up until this point, whether it's Shetufei Mevo'os, whether it's Eruvei Techumen, where you want to extend how far you're allowed to walk on Shabbos, or even whether it's an Erev Tavshilin. What do all these Eruven have in common? You have to set aside food, and using the food, you're able to make an Erev. So the Mishnah discusses what type of foods can be used for an Erev. Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtafin. You can use everything. Chutz, then you have to read the fine print. Menamayim menamelech. You can't use water, and you can't use salt. Another halacha. Bakol nikach bekesef ma'iser. We're familiar with the laws of ma'iser she'ini. A Yid that owned property in Eretz Yisrael, where Tfuah grew, had to be mafresh trumas every year. He had to be mafresh ma'iser rishon every year. In addition to that, there were other maestros that had to be given. Depending on what year in the Shemitah cycle it was, that determined what type of maestro. One of those additional maestros were known as maestro sheni. What do you do with maestro sheni? You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. What if you live outside of Yerushalayim? So you have two options. One option is bring the food to Yerushalayim. When you get around to it, Shalosh Pam and Bashana, all the Yidden used to go to Yerushalayim, and you'll eat it then. What if it's going to be too difficult for you to do that? What if by the time you bring the food to Yerushalayim, the food is going to spoil? So there was a plan B. There was another option. The option was to redeem it, to be poida the maisa sheni, meaning transfer the kedusha of the peiros onto money, and then take that money, bring it to Yerushalayim, the money's not going to go bad, and use the money to buy food and eat that food in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah is discussing what type of food you're allowed to buy with Mois Maisa Sheni. The Mishnah says the same halacha. You could buy anything with the exception of Mayim, water, Melech, salt. Somebody makes a neder, he says, I'm not going to have any anah from Mazoin. The halacha is Mutter, B'mayim, U'B'melech. Ma'arvin L'Nazir B'yayin. Another halacha, if you're making an Erev and you happen to be a Nazir, so are you allowed to use wine as your Erev, or you're not allowed to use it? Why should you be able to use wine? Because it's food. And it's not mayim, it's not melech, it's not one of the two things that are excluded from the halacha of Bakol Ma'arv. What would be the reason that you should not be allowed to use it? Because although wine is food, but you're a nazir, and you yourself are not allowed to drink wine. Stating that, the Mishnah says, Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin, a similar halacha, uli Yisrael b'truma. If you're a Yisrael that's not allowed to eat truma, you're allowed to use truma as your erev. Again, why should you not be able to? Because Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. Why should you be able to? At the end of the day, Truma's food, says the Mishnah. A Nazir can use wine, and Yisrael is allowed to use Truma. Sumcha so emir, Sumcha says no. Bechulin, has to be Chulin. Another halacha, ulekoyim bebeis hapraz. If you're a koyim, you're not allowed to enter a beis hakfaros, for example. Are you allowed to put your Erev in a beis hakfaros? On the one hand, you can argue, why not? On the other hand, being that the idea of the Erev is you're planting your food someplace and we're viewing the area that your food is as your place of residence, that's the concept. So if you can't go there, how could that be your place of residence? So the Mishnah says that for a Kohen to put his Erev in a Beis HaKfaros, that would be a problem. However, for him to put it into a Beis HaPras, that would be okay. What's a Beis HaPras? A Beis HaPras is a regular field where once upon a time somebody was buried, and then Rachmana would, they plowed over the field. And because of that, the assumption is that the atzamos of this mace is no longer there. However, the Rabbanon were a little worried about it, and the Rabbanon said that a kohen shouldn't enter a Beis HaPras. But being that the whole issur for a kohen to enter the Beis HaPras is at the Rabbanon, and it's all based on some remote chashash, there are ways for a kohen to be able to enter a Beis HaPras. So it's for that reason, a kohen is allowed to put an erev in a Beis HaPras. Yehuda said a fill of Beis HaKfaris. A kohen can even put it in a Beis HaKfaris, and the reason is with nature yachol lachutz for leilach v'lechol. There is a way for a kohen to enter a Beis HaKfaris. He can go in a wagon, in a box, in a some interesting way, but the point is there is a possibility for him to be able to enter the Beis HaKfaris. Once there's a possibility for him to enter the Beis HaKfaris, so the area is not considered to be off limits, so you'd be allowed to put the Erev even over there. Either way, the topic of today's daf is going to discuss the first halacha of the Mishnah. And really the first halacha of the Mishnah was two halachas. Number one, as it relates to an Erev involves food. What type of foods are you allowed to use as an Erev? Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin says the Mishnah, chutz min hamayim u'min hamelach. There's two exceptions to the rule. Water and salt. Another halacha. If somebody has mois ma'is hasheni, he brings it up to Yerushalayim, he wants to buy food. What foods are you allowed to buy with the mois ma'is hasheni? Says the Mishnah, v'hakol nikach b'kesef. Ma'is, you're allowed to buy anything with the money of ma'is hasheni. Chutz, with the exception, again, of mayim and melach. So mayim and melach are somehow considered more inferior foods in halacha than all other foods. Literally, all the foods in the world, with the exception of mayim and melach. Zok t'gimor. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan made a comment. He said, Ein l'meid menakolos. When the Mishnah makes a general statement, bakoil, everything. So you would think the Mishnah means everything, right? Rabbi Yochanan said, no. Ein l'meid menakolos. You can't learn from a klal. Sometimes there's an idea of rubai kekulai, meaning there's some significance to the klal, obviously. But at the same time, don't take a klal too literally, because there could be exceptions to the rule. And he said even a bigger chiddush. V'afilu b'makom shenema b'ichot. Even when the Tana mentioned exceptions, even then we assume that the Bakoil might have additional exceptions. Why is that a bigger chiddush? Because you would have thought that once the Tana is already going down the road of chutz, telling me the exception, so these must be the exceptions. There are probably no other exceptions. Said Rabbi Yochanan, no. Ein lemeidem en akloos, and the chiddush is v'afilu b'makoim shenemer b'chutz. Now Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha, he was commenting on a Mishnah. So the Gemara says like this, which Mishnah was Rabbi Yochanan commenting on? Now being that what Rabbi Yochanan said is halacha, he said that my statement is true for this Mishnah, and by the way, it's even true if the Tana would have said chutz. So you know what it sounds like? The Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan was commenting on didn't say chutz. And if that's the case, obviously the Mishnah Rabbi Yochanan was commenting on was not our Mishnah. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan made a comment on a Mishnah. He said that even though this Mishnah, we know what that Mishnah is, said bakol, don't get that excited. Don't take it so literally. Bakol ein lemeidem en aklolis. And then he said, I'm going to tell you even a bigger chiddush. Even had the Mishnah said chutz, afilu b'makom shenema b'chutz, even then my rule would apply. So says the Gemara, it's obvious that Rabbi Yochanan's comment was not referring to a Mishnah that said chutz. Because if he was referring to a Mishnah that said chutz, it's not afilu nema b'chutz. No, the Mishnah he was talking about said chutz, so he didn't have to add that addendum. So obviously he was commenting on a Mishnah that didn't say chutz, which means one thing as it relates to Erev and Daf Chav Zayin, that he wasn't referring to our Mishnah, meaning our Mishnah made a few general statements. Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin, v'akol nikach b'kesef meiser. But it said chutz. It said chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melach. It's so obviously there. It is a Mishnah that says chutz. And if Rabbi Yochanan specifically commenting on a Mishnah that doesn't say chutz, because he had add afilu b'malkum shenema b'chutz, so he's not referring to our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, hey chakai. So which Mishnah was Rabbi Yochanan referring to? So the Gemara says hasam kai. He's referring to the following Mishnah, a very very well known. Mishnah. Any mitzvah saseh that's time related, that the only time to be mekayim this mitzvah is if it's a certain day on the calendar, or it's a certain time of day. It's a mitzvah saseh shas mangaroma. So what's the rule? Men achayiv, women apot, shaleyaz mangaroma. If you have a mitzvah saseh shaleyaz mangaroma, you have a mitzvah saseh that has nothing to do with time. Echad nashim, echad anashim chayavim. Men and women are both going to be chayiv. Said Rabbi Yochanan Klalo, who is that a cloud? The whole mitzvah saseh shas mangaroma, nashim pturos. Is that true? Every time you have a mitzvah saseh shas mangaroma, and each is going to be potter. I'll give you a few examples where it's not case, says the Gemara. Hari matzah, simcha v'hakel, the mitzvah to eat matzah, b'leil Pesach, the mitzvah of simchas yontif, the mitzvah of hakel, which was when all Klal Yisrael got together, anoshim, Noshim Vetav. When was that? It was at the end of Shemitah, the end of every single Shemitah cycle. All the Yidden used to get together. Now, all three of these mitzvahs are mitzvahs Seishas Man Gerom. Matzah is one night a year, the first night of Pesach. Simcha is every Yontif. Hakil is once every 7 years. And still, Noshim Chayavis, we know that women are Chayav. Rashi brings the Mekairis, how you know, in all three of these cases that women are Chayav. But this is three examples of mitzvahs Seishas Man Gerom, the Noshim Chayav. The next part of the Mishnah said, the Chom mitzvahs Seishas Man Gerom, Noshim Chayav. Any mitzvah say that's not Faith to Gemara, is that true? Hare Talmud Torah. What about Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is not a mitzvah seishas zman gerama. Talmud Torah is v'hagisa b'yoyim and v'layla. You always have to learn Torah. Women are potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Period v'rivya is also not a mitzvah seishas zman gerama. Nashama potter. Upidyan aben. That's interesting. You could argue pidyan aben is a mitzvah seishas zman gerama. Not for today. But even pidyan aben, this is like a textbook example, says the Gemara, of a mitzvah seishas, that's not zman gerama. And still we know when Noshim Apturo is Elam Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is referring to that Mishnah, the very, very well-known Mishnah, the Mishnah that taught us a halacha that permeates raid on Ganshas, that Noshim Apater from Mitzvahs Esesh as Mangaroma, that Chayev in Mitzvahs Esesh Shaloy as Mangaroma. Said Rabbi Yochanan, it's not true. There's exceptions to the rule. It was regarding that Rabbi Yochanan made his comment, Ein Lemedim Minaklalis. Now that Mishnah doesn't say chutz, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan added those words. Even where it says chutz, you can have that same. From another Mishnah, a Mishnah that's lesser known. This is in the fifth parak of Masechta Zavin. So we go from one of the most famous Mishnayos in Shas to maybe one of the least famous. But either way, oid klal achar amru. The context over there is the tuma of a zav, and we know that a zav is unique as it relates to tuma v'tahira in that a zav is metama tumas mishkav u'moshel. So if a zav sits on something, a chair, he lies on something, a bed, the halach is that chair or that bed is going to be tamei. But here's the chiddush: anything that the derech is not to sit on, anything that the derech is not to lie on, if a zav would sit or lie on that thing, amoid v'nasa melachteinu, the Gemara talks about in different places, the halach is the zav wouldn't have an ability to be metama. And that's the shmuz of that Mishnah. Kol shenisa gabi zav tami. The halach is anything that goes on top of a zav becomes tami. It's what's known as the tuma of el yoynei shel zav. V'chol shehazav nisa olah, but anything that the zav is on top of tahor. Chutz min aroi l'mishkav u'moshav, unless it's nogei of the laws, a mishkav u'moshav, v'ha adam, or a adam. A zav that's on top of a person, even though it's not the derech to sit on a person, but if you do that, there's still going to be the halachas of tumas. That's what the Mishnah says. Freit the Gemara, is that true? V'su leka. Meaning, the chol shehazov nisa olav tahar, that's the klal, the chol, anything that azov is on top of his tahar, and we have exceptions. Chutz min haroi l'mishkav u'moshav, unless there's a mishkav u'moshav situation where the thing is ro'i l'mishkav u'moshav, meaning you didn't sit on a box, you sat on a chair, you didn't lie on the floor, but rather you lied on a bed, v'ha adam. But the Gemara says there are other exceptions, v'ikam merkav. The halacha is that if a zav rides on something, that thing also becomes tamei. The Mishnah didn't mention that. Someone says, "Hi, merkav echadam." Let's clarify this first. What do you mean when you say that a zav is mitam is something that he rides on? Idi yasif. When you ride on something, you're sitting on it, right? Sahinu moishav. That should be included in moishav. So what does merkav mean? Someone says, "Nah, nah, chikamri." This is what merkav means. Ha'ika gaba de uchba. The halacha is that if a zav is riding on a horse, the horse has a saddle. So the part of the saddle that he's sitting on is moishav. But what about the handle of the saddle that he's not sitting on, but rather he's holding, so he shouldn't fall off? That too is tamei. Tumas mishkov u'moshav, the Tanya, and it's a braisa, ha'ukif tamei moshav, the hatafos, the part that he holds on to, tama merkav. What's the bottom line? You have, again, we're not learning Masechta Zava now. We just want one prat. Kol shehazav nisa olav tahar. Anything that is, something on top of a zav is tama. What if a zav is on top of it, tahar, and then you have exceptions, chutz, mishkov, Moishav and Adam. It's not true. There's another exception. You have Merkav, which we just clarified means the part of the saddle that the Zav holds on to. Elosh Mamino. So said Abaya. And some say Rabbi Yirmiyah said it, that this is a riot to what Rabbi Yochanan said, that Ein Lemedim in Aklolois, and this is a riot to even the bigger chiddush Rabbi Yochanan said. V'afilu b'mokem shenemer b'chutz. Amar Rabbi Navi Temer Rab Nachman. So Rabbi Navi Temer Rab Nachman said, Afana Nami Tonino. L'chura, we could bring a raya from our Mishnah as well. And that's why we introduce Rabbi Yochanan's halacha right here in Erev and Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. What does it have to do with our sugya? So obviously Rabbi Yochanan's talking about wherever it says Bakoil, are there other exceptions? And our Mishnah says Bakoil, but there's a very pointed reason that we're bringing this. Because Rav Nachman, and some say Ravina said, that Lochura, there's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan Shita from our Mishnah. Because what did Mishnah say? Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatvin chutz min amayim v'hamelch. You're allowed to use any type of food for Erevin, for Erevin Tchumin, Erevin Chatzeros, Shtufim Mevois, with the exception of Mayim and Melech. So Ravino, and some say Rav Nachman said, Vesulek, is that true? There's nothing else that's excluded. Everything is okay with the exception of Mayim and Melech, as if to say there's no other food item that would be excluded. Va'ikah kemeim, a picture is, there's truffles and mushrooms. These are foods that can't be used either. Elish Mami, no, you know what you see from here? The Mishnah said everything and said two exceptions. Yet there are two other exceptions. Must be Ein Lamedim and Akloes, and the bigger Chiddush, Va'afilu b'makom shenemar b'chutz. It's interesting, the Rishonim struggle to understand a little bit, why is it that Kemeim and Pitrios, although they come up in different sugis ashas as being inferior foods, but why as it relates to Eruv should they not be able to be used? So I am Rishonim why they have a problem with this. But the Rishonim struggle with this. But if you take a look at the Vilna Gaon says something unbelievable. So the Vilna Gaon wrote Hagoyis on the side of the Gemara. So there's a Hagoyis Hagra on what Ravina Vitamer of Nachman said. Again, Ravina Vitamer of Nachman said, I'll bring you right from our Mishnah to Rabbi Yochanan said, that Ein Lamedim and Akolos, Va'afilu B'mokim Shinam B'Chutz. Afana Nami Tonino, B'chol Ma'arvinu Mishtakin Chutz Min Amayim and Amelech. And then there's a little Aleph. So if you go to the side of the Gemara, Hagoy Sagra, what does the little Aleph mean? V'chulu. He added one word, not even a word. He added V'chulu. What does he mean, V'chulu? The Vilna Gaon was coming to answer the Rishonim's Kasha. He was also bothered with, why in the world should the halacha be that Kmeim and Pitrios cannot be used for Erev? They should be able to use for Erev. So the Gaon said, Enchanami, they could be used for Erev. And the Gemara's Kasha was never from Erev. You know what? The Gemara's Raya, the Afanami Tanima, was never from Erev. You know what the Afanami Tanina was? It was from Meiser. It was from the second halach in the Mishnah. And as it relates to Meiser, there this halach, you can use your Meiser Sheinim money to buy Kmeim and Pitrios. The problem is, the Gemara's Raya, the Afanami Tanina, and the Gemara didn't say Meiser. It said, Bakol Ma'arvin u'mishtatfin chutz min amayim and melech. Again, the Mishnah said two halachas. You can use everything except for Mayim and Melech as it relates to Erev, and you can use everything except for Mayim and Melech as it relates to Maisa Sheni money. Now, the Gemara said, I have it right, Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, from Erev. What's the raya? Because it says Chusman Amayim and Amelech, and we know Kmeim and Pitrius are excluded as well. And all the Rishonim say, why should Kmeim and Pitrius be excluded? Says the Vilna Gaon, you're right, Rishonim. Kmeim and Pitrius are really not excluded. What do you mean? How do you read this Gemara? Because there was one word that was missing in the Gemara. The Hagoy Sagra. You have to add the word V'chulu. What does V'chulu do? The Chulu says the Raya was never from Erev. The Raya was from the next part of the Mishnah. The Raya was from Maisa. And by Maisa, the Gra says there is a Svara Gedoyla to exclude Kamei Mepitrius. But regardless, says the Vilna Gaon, if you have the word V'chulu, then the Gemara is Afananami Tinino wasn't from the Reish of the Mishnah. It was from the next Halach of the Mishnah. And if that's the case, it's Meyushev the Rishonim's Kasha. So a V'chulu can make a whole difference in how you learn a Gemara and Halacha L'Maisa when it comes to Erev. So the Gemara. So again, the Mishnah said a halacha that's negeya, two very important areas in halacha, a third as well, but for now two. Bakol ma'arvinu mishtatfin chutz min amayim min amelech, v'akol nikach bekesef meiser chutz min amayim min amelech. So these are two completely unrelated halachas. One is discussing the food that you use for an erev. The other one is discussing the laws of meiser sheni. Completely, completely unrelated. Erev, for the most part, is a din derabanan. Meiser sheni is a din deraisa. Meiser Sheni is mitzvah satkluyus ba'aretz. Erevin is noyik in chutz la'aretz. Even in big cities sometimes. So the point is, it's the two completely, completely unrelated. But as you see in Gemara, sometimes one prat, one detail in a halacha could somehow marry two things that at first glance would seem to have no shaychus to each other. So we're talking about Erev and Meiser Sheni. What do they have in common? Because they both involve food and they both have this rule. All foods are included with the exception of Mayim and Melech. So the Gemara says like this, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Masni Ha'erev, V'chad Masni Ha'meiser. They both made a comment, or they both were aware of some sort of statement that the Tanaim had made, and there was a machlokes whether this statement, which was commenting on our Mishnah seemingly, was referring to the Erev part of the Mishnah, or was referring to the Maisa Sheni part of the Mishnah. What was this statement? Chad Masi Erev Lo Shanu Elamai Bifnei Asa Melech Bifnei Asa. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to use Mayim and Melech for an Erev. That's only if you're going to use the Mayim and the Melech separately. The Ein Ma'arvin Abu Mayim and Melech Ma'arvin. If, however, you put them together, meaning salt water, Zaltzvasser of the Leil Seder fame, that's something you would be allowed to use. So it's true. Independently, Mayim is no good, and Melech is not good. If you take the Mayim and the Melech, you put it together, it's going to be okay. And Chad Masni on the Erev part of the Halacha. The Chad Masni Amayser, and the other one had the same exact comment, but it wasn't referring back to the first line of the Mishnah relating to Bechol Ma'arvin, but it was referring to the next line of the Mishnah, Hakol Nikach Bekesef Ma'aser. What was the comment? Lo Yishanu Elo Mayim Bifnei Yatzmi Melech Bifnei Yatzmi. They ain't Nikhan Abu Mayim and Melech, but Mayim and Melech together, Nikhan Bekesef Ma'aser. So the Gemara says like this, Man the Masni Amayser, the one that had this comment on Ma'aser Kolshkin Erev. If you can use Zaltzvasser for Meiser, you can certainly use it for Erev. Apparently, the standard for Meiser is a higher standard than it is for Erev. Like we said before, with Kameim and Pitrius, the Vilna Goy, also Meiser's the Eraisa, Erev's the Rabbanon. So the standard for Meiser is a higher standard. So if you hold salt water is good for Meiser, you can use your Meiser Sheni money when you come to Yerushalayim to buy salt water, you certainly can use it for an Erev. The one to use it for Erev, Abba Meiser, but for Meiser, not. My time, what's the reason? Perib Be'ino. Because when it comes to Meiser, you need a peri. We'll see more about this on Amud Beis. Zok the Gemara, Kiyos, Rabbi Yitzchak, Masni HaMeiser. Rabbi Yitzchak came, and he said that I heard in Eretz Yisrael that this brice of Loishanu was referring to Meiser. Again, it wasn't referring to Erev, it was referring to Meiser. And if it's referring to Meiser, Kolshkein, it's referring to Erev. Meister, Faith the Gemara, how can you say it's referring to Meiser? Hey, Rabbi Yudah ben Gadosh, Lefnei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yudah ben Gadosh testified in the presence of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. He said the following, Shabbos Abba, who you like and seer, because of Meiser. He said, in my family's house, when we had Meiser Sheni money, we used to buy the oil that comes out of a fish, the extract of a fish. Amaloi, Rabbi Eliezer told him, I find that hard to believe. Shemaloi shamata elekisha kirve dogim uravim bahem. Probably they did it when there was some fish to mish inside. But if there was no real fish in there, it wouldn't have been good. So we have an interesting discussion between two early Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and Rabbi Eliezer, whether or not you can use the schmaltz that comes out of the fish to use to buy with your Mois Meiser Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadosh says that's what happened, and Rabbi Eliezer said there was probably a little bit of fish. So the Gemara says, Vafilu Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadosh, even Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadosh, who said that we used to buy the tzir of the fish, like Kama Elo Betzir, the Shumna de Perihi, Avol Mayim Umelach Loi. Meaning, if you can even use salt water, you should certainly be able to use the tzir that comes out of a fish. There's liquid, there's water, it's salty. So you would think for sure you should be able to use it. Elo Mai, from the fact that these Tanom were debating tzir of Dogim, you know what that proves? It proves that as it relates to good old-fashioned salt water, that probably wouldn't be good. So the Gemara asks it as a kashuk. Yos, Rabbi Yitzchak Masni HaMeiser. And we had Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Chad Masni HaMeiser, Freit the Gemara from this story. And this was a Meiser Rav, where hey, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadosh, Lefnei Rabbi Eliezer, and it would seem from there that regular salt water wouldn't be a good. Rabbi Yosef said, Lei Nitzricha, Elishin Nasan Letoichon Shem. And you're right. The only time salt water would be good, meaning when Rabbi Yitzchak said you're allowed to use Mayim Melech to purchase with your Mois Meiser Sheni, he was referring to where you had Mayim Melech and you added one more ingredient. You added oil. Oh, if you added oil, it's going to be all good. It's going to be okay. You're right. Mayim Melech independently don't work. Even if you take the Mayim and Melech and you mix them together, salt water, it still doesn't work. Oh, you add Shemen, that's when it's going to work. So again, where are we? The Mishnah said, Bekol Ma'arvin U'mishtatvin Chutz Min HaMayim and HaMelech. Va'kol Nikach Bekesef Ma'aser Chutz Min HaMayim and HaMelech. Stating that there was some statement from the Tanoim that said, Mayim and Melech independently, yeah, that's not good. But if you mix the Mayim and the Melech together, then it's going to be okay. And there was a big discussion whether that comment was referring to Ma'aser and Kolshkein Erev, or maybe it was only referring to Erev. And after further review, the Gemara says there's no way that comment can be referring the way we have it exclusively to Meiser. I kiyosa Reb Yitzchak, he said I heard it was referring to Meiser. So we're probably missing a little information. We're missing an ingredient. You know what you have to add? You have to add Shemen. Oh, if you have Mayim and Melech and Shemen, then it's okay. So again, referring back to the Mishnah, Hakol Nikach Bekesef Meiser Chutz Min HaMayim U'Min HaMelech, just to segue into the Gemara's next question. However, if you take the Mayim and the Melech, you mix it together, and you also add oil, it's going to be okay. So the question's obvious, right? So Abaya said, I understand. If you're adding oil,
then of course it's okay. You could buy anything with it. Included in everything, l'chur is oil. So you anyways could buy oil. So what do you mean? You added the oil to the mayim and the melech. It's a chiddush that you can use in ma'isa sheni money to buy it. The chiddush was the mayim and the melech independently aren't good. Kamash v'lan, if they're mixed together. So panim chadosh is ba'olikan. So now all of a sudden it is going to be okay. You're telling me no, that's only if you added oil. But if you bought oil, if you have oil, you don't need the mayim and the melech. So the Gemara says a geshmak teretz. A teretz, which actually comes up in other halachic areas, some rather common halacha areas, and that is loy tzricha shenosan dmei mayim umelach behavla. It's talking about where you took your maisa sheni money and you bought a mixture of mayim, melach, and shemen. Truth is, had you just bought shemen, there would be no problem. The problem is you bought mayim, melach, and shemen, and you paid for the mayim and the melach and for the shemen. Meaning, had you just bought the shemen, it would have cost you 10 shekel. Now that you bought mayim, melach, and shemen, it cost you 20 shekel. So here's the question. Here's the 10 shekel question. Am I allowed to now pay the extra 10 shekel for the mayim and the melach that's in the mixture? You could argue no, because I'm not allowed to buy mayim and melach. Even together, we just said from Ma'isi, I'm not allowed to buy mayim and melach. So maybe that shouldn't be okay. Or maybe, being that it's one purchase together with the shemen, and I'm allowed to buy the shemen, so maybe behavla, quote unquote, I'm just swallowing it up with something that I'm anyways allowed to do. So maybe in this case, it should be okay. So the Gemara said that was the chiddush where Rabbi Yitzchak came back with. Rabbi Yitzchak said mayim, melech, and shemen is okay, and you're even allowed to pay extra for the mayim and the melech, even though usually mayim and melech shouldn't be fine for ma'aser, even when they're mixed together. We know that from the story with Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol and Rabbi Yudim and Gadish, but at the same time, b'havla, that's the chiddush, you're allowed to buy mayim and melech. But the Gemara says, one second, u'b'havla mishari. So the Gemara says, in yes, v'atanya, and in fact, it's a brisa that's going to take us till the end of the daf. And bag, oimer. Of Pirkei Avos Fein, Hafoichba, Vafoichba, the Kulaba. So Ben Bagbag said as follows, Babakar. So the truth is that we're having a discussion now as it relates to what you're allowed to use your Maisa Sheni money to buy. Again, how do you have Maisa Sheni money? Maisa is Tfua. How do you have Maisa Sheni money? Yeah, Tfua. You transfer the Kedusha onto money, but this money has Kedusha as Maisa Sheni, which means you have to take it to Yerushalayim and you have to buy food. So the question is, what kind of food? It's a Mishnah, different testimonies, Mayim, Melach, Zaltzvasser. Right, we have a whole discussion over it. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. It's a Pasuk in Dvarim Yudalid, Pasuk Chavvav. And this is a very important Pasuk for the end of today's daf and for the beginning of tomorrow's daf. V'nosato HaKesef. The Torah says you should take the money, and you could buy whatever you have a taiva for. Okay, so far so good. But then you have to read the not such fine print. Babaka, you could buy cattle. Ubatsan, you could buy sheep. Ubayan, you could buy wine. Uvashechar, you can buy aged wine. Right? Shechar in the Torah doesn't mean beer. Shechar in the Torah means aged wine. And then it says again, whatever you want, you should eat it there, meaning in Yerushalayim. Now this pasuk is your classic klal prato klal. And in tomorrow's daf, we're going to get into klal prato klal, riba miat riba. But for now, the Gemara brings a brisa from Ben Bagbag, where Ben Bagbag darshan these four things that the Torah singled out that you're allowed to buy with your maisa sheni money. Again, you can buy anything. But then the Torah says bakar, which is cattle. Tzoyin is sheep, yayin is ordinary wine, and shecher is age, chashev wine. So the Bagbag said like this, Babakar, why did Torah have to single out Bakar? The Lamin is coming to teach me, Shaloikim Bakar al Gavoiroi, that if you want to buy Bakar, you'll have to pay extra for the skin. Meaning, you would have thought the skin isn't eaten. So maybe you're going to use the skin for tanning purposes, to make different things. So you would have thought maybe you can't spend extra for the skin. Kamash one, you could. I mean, if you went to a tannery and you wanted to buy hides with your Maisa Sheni money, you couldn't do that. Now you're buying baka, which is something you're allowed to buy. So could I pay a little extra? The answer is yeah, I'm allowed to do that. Ubat soin, malamit shalai chin soin, agav gisasa. I'm allowed to pay extra for the wool on the sheep. Even though you can't buy wool with your Maisa Sheni money, but to pay extra that I could do. Ubayayin, wine, malamit shalai chin, agav kankana. I'm allowed to buy the barrel together with the wine. Ubashecher, the aged wine, what does that teach me? Malamit shalai chin Temed, Misha Hichmetz, Temed is a byproduct of wine. It's some alcoholic byproduct. And that's something that you're allowed to buy as well. Now, what was Ben Bagbag's point? His point was that even though all four of these things were things that really you're not allowed to use your Maisa Sheni money to buy, but if you're doing it agav, you could. What's the reason? Havla. So the Gemara says, U b'havla mishari. Are you allowed to buy b'havla? Meaning, we said that when Rabbi Yitzchok reported back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, that you're allowed to use your Maisa Shemi money to buy a mixture of Mayim, Melach, and Shemen. The Chiddush was you could pay extra for the Mayim and the Melach. Behavla, so the Gemara said, really? Behavla, we know there's something called Havla and Hilcha Shabbos. Is there Havla? The answer is, yeah. What's the Makar v'hatanya? Not a kasha v'hatanya, but b'nichusa. The Raya is from Beg Bag Bag. Zok the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochan, I'm Rabbi Yochan. I said, man, the Matargam Liba Bakar, Liba the Ben Bag Bag. My Vilma money at Basre, Lebei Mesusa. Meaning, Ben Bag Bag just brought his Braisa, where he darshin Babakar, Uvatsoin, Uvayayin, Uvashachar. The short punchline of Ben Bag Bag's drasha is, Havla, but there was a chiddush obviously in each one of these four things, otherwise he wouldn't have said it. So Rabbi Yochanan said that he sat down and he tried figuring out why you need babakar, batsayim, b'yayin, v'shev. Meaning he knew what Ben Bagbag was darshaning from this pasuk. He knew he was darshaning Havla, that Havla is okay with my sasheni money. But Rabbi Yochanan said, at the end of the day, I was able to make sense of why, according to Ben Bagbag, you would need batsayim, b'yayin, v'shecher. But babakar, that I don't think I understand. And he was so excited. He said, if somebody can tell me what it means, he says, I'll carry his begotten to the bathhouse. Either way. So he said, my time, what's the reason you have this? So he says, kutkulu tzrichi. To me, I think you need all of them. Labami bebaka deloy tzarch. My tzrichi. Again, what's the premise of this next part of the Gemara? If, according to Ben Bagbag, the chiddush of babakar, batzoyim, b'yayin, b'sheikhar is havla, so why do you have to tell me four times? Four times I've lied. I heard it the first time, the second, the third time. That already is. Now, why do I need it four times? There must be some sort of chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan knows that. And Rabbi Yochanan's going to walk it through now in real time. We're going to see Rabbi Yochanan's line of reasoning. But at the end of the day, where Rabbi Yochanan's going to land is, I don't understand babakar. That's the one word, vasich vashte. So he says like this, I understand why you need the other three. Because of Rahman babakar, had it only said babakar to teach me that you're allowed to pay for the skin, bahavlo. I would have thought, bakar, hu de mizdaven al gavayri mishum de gufayu. The skin of the animal, the hide, is part of the animal. So that's why Bavlo, it's okay. But the wool is not as part of the sheep as much as the hide is a part of the animal. Right? The animal needs the hide to survive. The sheep doesn't need the wool in order to survive. They shear it. So as a result, it's not as much gufe. So maybe you would think the halach is, you can't be kind of Bavlo. Because Rechman said, but sign, agav gisos, avimina, would have thrown me from the chuburba. At the end of the day, the wool is attached to the animal. But the kankan, the barrel, emoloi. Because Rechman Yain had it said, beyain, I mean, I would have thought, even though the barrel is not attached to the wine, but wine can't exist unless it's in a keli, right? It needs something. Otherwise, it's going to be on the floor. What are you going to do? So it's protecting it. It's making it functional. Aval temed, but this byproduct that comes from the wine, misha hichmitz, the kiyub almahu, you would think it's nothing, this byproduct. So emaloi, maybe that doesn't work. So it's for that reason. Kasrachman ha-sheicher. So far, so good, right? The problem is like this. The problem is, why couldn't the Torah just write Sheikhar? And then I would know Yayin, Tzoyin, and Bakar. Or let it say Yayin, and I would know Tzoyin and Bakar. Or let it say Tzoyin, and I would know Bakar. We just said that we're going Loizu Afsu, biggest, smallest Chiddush to the biggest Chiddush. Had it said Avla Bakar, I would say, oh, that's the skin, that's part of it, that's why Avla works. Maybe wool not. Okay, had I known wool, I would think maybe the kankan not. Had I known the kankan, I would think that byproduct, whatever that is exactly, the temed, maybe not. Okay, but maybe go in the reverse order. Tell me the biggest chiddush, and then I certainly would know the lesser chiddushim. So Rabbi Yochanan worked that through for us as well. He said, because of Rechon B'Sheikha, let it say B'Sheikha, we know everything else. So I understand why the Torah couldn't do that. Because Havamina, I would have thought, my Sheikha dvelo ki'ilis, the peru, maybe Sheikha means something else. Maybe Sheikha is actually referring to an alcoholic fruit. Maybe it doesn't mean aged wine. Maybe it means something else. Avo yayin, al gav kankane, but as it relates to wine with a container and its barrel, the kankan, maybe that's different. Maybe who said there's a din of avlo? Because rechman yayin al gav kankane, had it said yayin gav kankane, I would have thought the hand in the tirusa, because at the end of the day, it needs it to exist. Avo tsoin al gav gizos, emaloi, the sheep doesn't need its wool. So I would think maybe the wool to the sheep is actually lesser than the kankan is to the wine. So he's cross Rachman Atzayin. That filu agav kisasa. So I understand that. But the problem is, bebakar lamali. Once it says sign, I know bakar. That I know for sure. If I know the wool, you can buy bahavla. So certainly the hide, you should be able to buy bahavla. So Rabbi Yochanan said, at the end of the day, I don't understand why you needed babakar. Because once I have sheikhar, and I have yayin, and I have tzayin, so I know the concept of havla, and There's no svar in the world to say that Avla works by Yayin uvetzayin and doesn't work by Bakar. So what do I need Bakar for? So the Gemara says one more wrinkle. So the Chitema, maybe the reason you need Bakar is as follows. Maybe this is the Pshat in Membagba. Because Ila calls Rechman about Bakar, I did not say about Bakar. Havamina, I would have thought Tzayin, when the Torah said Tzayin, so we learn from there Havla. So what are we assuming? What could you buy Bavla? You could buy the wool Bavla. Oh, if you could buy the wool Bavla, certainly you can buy the ur Bavla. But the Gemara says, maybe no. Maybe when the Torah says sign, it doesn't mean that you can buy the wool Bavla. It means teach me the law of Havla. But not the wool Bavla. Maybe it's coming to teach me the hide of Havla. Meaning, had the Torah not said Bakar, this is Gishmak, I would have thought sign al gab urin al gab gizasolai. Maybe the chiddush of tzayin is that I can buy the or b'havla. So kasher one about bakar. That's what Torah had to write by bakar. Lasuye oiroi to teach me or, meaning ayata late tzayin. So now tzayin is extra. Lasuye gizasa. But Eloi Kosev Rachmana, right, so said Rabbi Yoich, maybe that's what Torah needed Bakar. To be Megalo what Tzoyin means. Meaning, maybe had it not said Bakar, I would have thought Tzoyin means R. So you know why the Torah wrote Bakar? Not to teach me Bakar, to teach me Tzoyin. Because without the Torah telling me Bakar, I would think Tzoyin means what Bakar was teaching me, R. Kamash Malon, that Bakar teaches me R, in which case Tzoyin must mean Giza. But the bottom line is, we have something to do with Tzoyin, with Bakar. But the Gemara says it's not a Cheshbin. You know why? Because like Kosev Rachmano Bakar, even had the Torah not written Bakar, I would have never thought Tzoyin agab Oirin agab Yisasalai. I would have never thought that Tzoyin is coming to teach me R and not Giza. Because the Imke, Lichtav Rachmano Bakar, the Memela Yatalei Tzoyin. Because if the Torah is coming to teach me you could buy R Bahavla, then don't tell me Tzoyin. Tzayin is throwing me for a loop because Tzayin is making me think in terms of wool. Tell me the halacha with an animal that doesn't have any wool. That would be the more reasonable way to do it. V'kivin d'chas rachmana Tzayin, da'afilu agav yisasav, the Torah told me Tzayin, must be, is coming to teach me that even the wool, and if that's the case, bebakar lomali, hashto Tzayin agav yisasav mizdavna, if you could buy Tzayin, and pay extra for the wool. Bakra gabi oire mi baya. So certainly you could buy bakra and pay extra for the hide. And hainu to come Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said, man de metargam li babakra, libi de ben bagbag. If anybody can explain to me why the Torah had to say babakra according to ben bagbag, my vilna money lebe mesusa, I will literally carry his bags to the bathhouse, meaning I'll be meshubit to him, I'll owe him one, I'll give him the proper respect because I don't understand how, according to Ben Bagbag, and the Gemara went through it, the Gemara was literally hafeichba v'hafeichba in trying to understand Ben Bagbag's brisa. But at the end of the day, we came out a little bit stumped because we came out with a question of why is it that the Torah needs Babakar exile. So again, just to recap the end of the daf, because it's going to segue into the next daf, and that is we're discussing the halachos of what you're allowed to purchase with Mois Maisa Sheni. And the Mishnah said, HaKoyl Nikach Bekesef Maisa, referring to Maisa Sheni, Chutz Min HaMayim Min HaMelech. And there was a discussion in the Gemara, what if you mix the Mayim and the Melech together? And after further review, the Gemara said, doesn't matter. Even Zaltzvasir, even if you mix it together, it's not going to be okay. What if you add Shemen? Oh, then already, maybe it's going to be okay. Obviously, you can buy Shemen, so why should it be worse because it's Mayim and Melech? No, the Chiddush is Havla. I mean, I could pay extra. I could pay for the Mayim and the Melech as long as I'm buying it together with the shaman. Now you find Havla in different areas in Halacha, but the Gemara says about Havla Mishari. Do you find it by Maisa Sheni as well? The Gemara says, yeah. Who said it? Ben Bagbag said it. What was Ben Bagbag's Makar? Venasata Kesab Chola Shetav and Nafshecha. And then the Torah starts singling out items. Babakur, Batsoin, Biyainu, Beshecha. Why did the Torah single out those four items? Havla, 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 Havla. Torah was coming to teach me the Halacha of Havla. Why do I need Havla four times? Ben Bagbag explained why you need Havla four times. Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't understand. Three times, Chfashte. But Babakar, if someone can tell me Babakar, I will carry your bags to the Beit Mesusa, because Rabbi Yochanan was stumped and he wanted to know it so badly that he was willing to do this for that person, his expression, to show how much gratitude he would have. So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf, which is also, as we get closer to the Yomim Neiron, a little bit in Yonah de Yoyma. And that is, the Gemara on Amid Aleph brought many Mishnayos, one, a very, very well-known Mishnah, Mishnah Masechtes Kedushin, where the Mishnah says, Kol mitzvah saseh shehaz man gerama, anoshim chayovim v'noshim peturois. V'shalayaz man gerama, echad noshim v'echad anoshim chayovim. We know the halacha, women are potter from all mitzvah saseh shehaz man gerama. And the Gemara said, v'klolohu, is that true? I'll give you three examples of a mitzvah saseh shehaz man gerama, that noshim achayiv, matzah, simchin hal. I'll give you three examples of a mitzvah that says shalayas man garama then nashim apater Talmud Torah period v'riv your opinion aben. And the Gemara says you're right, it's a good question. And in fact, when Rabbi Yochanan made his famous comment that ein lemeidim in aklolos va'afilu b'makom shema b'chutz, he was referring to that mishnah. Because you're right, there are exceptions to the rule. There are examples of mitzvah that says man garama then nashim achayev, and then there are examples of mitzvah that says shalayas man garama where nashim are going to be pater. So there are many examples, gishmaki examples of mitzvah saseh shazman geroma that noshim are chayev. One example that the achronim discuss is a gemara in Mesechtes Brachos, daf ches amud beis, a halacha that everybody is familiar with. The pasuk says, Shabbos Shabbosin hu lochem, referring to Yom Kippur. The inisem es nafsho yiseichem, betisho lachoydesh, you should fast on Tes Tishrei, me erev ad erev tishbesu shabbatchem. So it sounds like when you read the pasuk Parshas Emor that you're supposed to fast Yom Kippur on the ninth day of Tishrei. And everybody knows Yom Kippur is Yot Tishrei. It's not the ninth day of Tishrei. It says the Gemara b'chi b'tisha mesanin. Do you fast on the ninth day of Tishrei? V'loy b'asara mesanin. Everyone knows Yom Kippur. It says another place in the Torah is Yot Tishrei. Elos, why the Torah say the nisim esnafshei seichem b'tisha lachoydesh loy melchot to teach me kol oichav. If somebody eats and drinks b'chi, ma'ala olav akasuv ki ilu misane chi vasiri. If somebody eats on Tes Tishrei and they fast on Yud Tishrei, it's ma'ala olav akasuv ki ilu misane chi vasiri. So of course you don't fast b'chi. You know what you do? You eat b'chi. If you eat b'chi, it's ma'ala olav akasuv ki ilu misane chi vasiri. So yesterday we mentioned that Rav Greenstein brings from the Shibali Alekid, who said a dover nifla. He said that the Chazal were maflik when it comes to the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, kalo'ichal b'chi, ma'al olav akasuv ki ilu misane chi vasiri. So he says if you want to appreciate the depth, the oimek, the pnimi of why it is Chazal was so maflig when it comes to this idea, it's because the tzedukim, they used to fast b'chi. They said it's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, v'nisim esnafsho yiseichem b'tisha l'chodesh. And lohoitzi miliban shal tzedukim, it became a mitzvah. People literally eat the whole Erev Yom Kippur. You know why? Because the tzedukim used to fast on that day. And we're trying to show, we believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh, that even though it says, v'nisim esnafsho yiseichem b'tisha, it doesn't really mean that. But the bottom line is, Chazal gave us a mitzvah. Brachas tavches some base, other places in Shas, there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Reb Kiva Eger was asked a shayla about a woman that was not well, and because she wasn't well, when she would eat, it was very, very hard for her, and very often she would have issues. Every time she would eat, she had medical issues, and she wanted to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Keminig Klal Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And she had her father send a shayla to Rabbi Kiva Eger to find out whether she can eat. Meaning, there's a mitzvah to eat l'chayra. And if that's the case, you know, maybe she should push herself to eat. So it's interesting. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes to her, number one, chalila v'chalila l'alecha. He says chalila for her to eat. Ulasha koisav shehi melumada v'gam chared l'dvar l'kim u'bekoishi tishmaloi atzasi. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, my eight says, likach shamash ashnei shamashin. He said, you should send, apparently she was going to eat. So Rabbi Kiva Eger had a work here. So he said, go send one person, or maybe two people, lahagilo and tell her, sheba igarta mimeni, it's Rabbi Kiva Eger talking, that a letter came from me, ligzer aleha, she should eat the minimum, whatever doctors allow her to eat. But more than that, because there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, that's not something you should do. So Rabbi Kiva Eger said, Atzasi, here's my Yetzer. Send a shamish or two shamashim, lahagidla sheba igarta mimeni. That a letter came from me, ligzor olea bigzera chamura. The reason this is interesting is because Rabbi Kiva Eger was such an honor. If you go through all the tshuvas, right, the Rashivas used to say that Chuvis Rabbi Kiva Eger is the best Musa Sefer because he sees so much anava in Rabbi Kiva Eger. And Rabbi Kiva Eger over here is talking in the first person. You don't see this every day. Shaboy Gartami Mani, go say that I said that it's Xerichamur. But either way, Rabbi Kiva Eger took this very, very seriously. This was the health of this woman. And he said, you have to make sure she doesn't. That you have to make sure she doesn't. Then Rabbi Kiva Eger, in one paragraph, gave us a gift. He said, the truth is that
I don't really have time to be ma'ayin in this right now, but this whole idea that this woman feels that she has a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and because of that she's going to push herself to eat, is not so pasha. Because is it so pasha that a woman has a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? At the end of the day, there is a mitzvah. But l'chura, the mitzvah is something you makayim one day a year, on Tes Tishrei. And if that's the case, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. And we know that noshem apater from all mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. So said Reb Kiva Eger, aval ani novuch, b'chol noshem abriyos, when it comes to healthy women, im chayovas lachob Erev Yom Kippur, the efshar heim pturois, k'moy kol mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. Said Reb Kiva Eger, oyvulay. But I have another time. Maybe not. Why? Because Kivan de Kramapik Lobeloshin Bitisha Lachidish Be'erev. Chazal didn't say go eat on Erev Yom Kippur. What did Chazal say? You should fast on Erev Yom Kippur. And Chazal said that from there we learn that if you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, it's Ki'ilu Isana Chivasiri. So it sounds like eating on Erev Yom Kippur is somehow related. It's Mikushar, or at the very least, it's hookish to fasting on Yom Kippur. It's ki'ilu isana chiv asiri. Memeilu kol shem mechuyiv betaynes asiri, mechuyiv l'kayim ve'inisim lechol b'chi. It could be it's one din. So mitzat echa, said Reb Kiva Eger, maybe Noshim should be potter from the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, because the mitzvah says shazman gerama. Mitzat sheni, you see this hekish of ki'ilu isana chiv asiri. So could be, says Reb Kiva Eger, it's chadino. Maybe it's really one halacha. And kol shem mechuyiv betaynes asiri, mechuyiv l'kayim ve'inisim. Said Reb Kiva Eger, v'tzorich iyan le'es. He says, I don't have time to be ma'ayin, and because of that, I'm blighting tzorachin. Right? You always have to be medayik, Reb Kiva Eger's tzorachin. This is v'tzorachin le'esapnai. I mean, this is not a v'tzorachin, Reb Kiva Eger says, where I'm stumped, but pashin, it's a v'tzorachin le'esapnai. Either way, Reb Kiva Eger said that he didn't really have enough time to be ma'ayin in this shiloh, whether or not Noshim should be chayiv in the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. However, Reb Kiva Eger's enikel, the ksav soifer, the Ksav Soifer, Reb Kiva Eger's grandson. Ksav Soifer's father was the Chasam Soifer, who was a son-in-law of Reb Kiva Eger. So the Ksav Soifer, Reb Kiva Eger's enikel, he wrote a tshuva. It's in Shailos HaTshuva's Ksav Soifer. It's a Rechaim Simen Kuf Yud Beis, where he discusses this Shaila. Are women potter from the mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur, or are they chayiv? Why would they think they're potter? Because the mitzvah says, has man gerama. What's the tzad they should be chayiv? Because Chazal say, kolo oichel b'chi, umisane b'asiri, malol of akosov, kilo isane, chi v'asiri. So it sounds like it's part of the tainus of asiri. So if they're chayiv in the tainus of asiri, of course women have to fast on Yom Kippur, so then maybe women should have the mitzvah to eat b'chi as well. So the Ksav Soifer goes through a lot of different stardom, hafoichba, vafoichba, the kulubo, like Ben Bagbag said, but just a few takeaways from the tshuva. He says, does the Ksav Soifer, that I think it's posher to me that women should be chayiv. And he says, the reason is, because if you take a look in Rashi, in Masechtas Yuma, that Pe'alef on the base, that's one of the places that the Gemara brings this Chazal, that there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Rashi says as follows, the Kaloymar, what's the Yisoid? What's the reason? So Rashi is a shtickle derish time of the crow. The reason there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is Haskein Atzmecha B'chi, prepare yourself on Erev Yom Kippur, shetuchal le'sanes basiri, so that you'll be able to fast basiri. Meaning it's not lahoitzi miliben shal tzedakim. The reason is, haskein atzmecha b'chi, prepare yourself on Erev Yom Kippur, shetuchal le'sanes basiri, so that you'll be able to fast on asiri. Meaning it's related to preparing for the tainus. Chazal, with the Torah, wanted us to prepare properly for the tainus. So you know what you should do? Make sure you eat, because if you don't eat, you're not going to be prepared for the fast, and then you're not going to be able to deher and internalize Yom Kippur. So the yisoid of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is haskein atzmecha b'chi shetuchel l'sanes basiri. So says the Ksav Soifer, if that's the case, it makes sense that any person that has the chiyuv to fast certainly should have this idea of haskein atzmecha. It's mamish a preparation for the tainus. So it's a preparation for the tainus that it's poshet that women should have it as well. And he has a tushtel. He says, the Gemara says that women are chayiv in mezuzah. Even though the Gemara had a tzad based on a hekesh that women should be potted from mezuzah, the Gemara says the chayiv in mezuzah. He says, you know why? Because what's the idea of mezuzah? L'man yirbu yumeichem v'mei v'neichem. So the Gemara, v'chi noshi leipo chayi. It's a Gemara kedush and daflam edal. Well, women don't need life, so women don't need to prepare for the tainus. So women also have to prepare for the tainus. So if the yisoid of the tainus is rashi yuma pe'al from the base, Haskin Atzcho B'chisha Tuchel L'Sanes Basiri. So says the Ksav Soifer that in Svara it's Pasha that that's the way it should be. Then he says, I found that it's a Mefurish of Maril. The Maril was asked the following question. You have to listen to Lashoyne Hazov of the Maril. Sha'alu L'Mari Segal. This is the Maril talking. Al Shenodra Shaloy Lecho Basar V'loy Lishtes Yayin. Al Shenodra.
Sounds like a woman. Al shenodra, she made a neder that she's not going to eat meat, she's not going to drink wine, rak b'Shabbos v'yontif, with the exception of Shabbos v'yontif. Madina, right, Madina, what's her din? The Erev Yom Kippurim, on Erev Yom Kippur. So she made it that she can never eat wine, she, or drink wine, or eat meat, except for Shabbos v'yontif. It's Erev Yom Kippur. She wants to know, could I eat meat or could I drink wine? The Heshiv. The Maris Segal responded, said the Maril, Shemuteres lecho kol ritzoyna. She can eat whatever she wants. Ulisameach libe b'yom zeh, denami miskari yontif. Because it's considered a yontif. Says the Ksav Sofer. Hine, miloshen ha-she'ela v'atshuva nira, she'be'isha hoya ha-she'ela. Even though it doesn't say mefurish, but just read the grammar. It's clearly, it's a woman asking the question, and the Maris Segal was talking to a woman. It's very, very obvious. Upshita leila, Maril, says the Ksav Sofer, demechuyeves kama yish, v'loy don al zeh kla. Because if you're going to tell me, said the Ksav Sofer, that a woman doesn't have a mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur, so it's not yontif for her. Why should it be yontif? It's only yontif if she has a mitzvah. So he said from the Maril and the Maris Segal, the Ksav Sofer said it was posher to me that you see that there was no shaila that it's a mitzvah. The shaila was, is it yontif? That was the shaila. And that was the noisei over there, and that was the Maris Segal that the Maril brought down, that the Heshev Shemuteris Lechel Kol Ritzoyna Umlesameach Liba B'yoyim Zed is a good yisoy, the Nami Miskari Yontif, that Erev Yom Kippur is called yontif. But the bottom line is you see that it was a yontif even for the woman, that at the very least she had a mitzvah. So said the Ksav Sofer, I think it's a mafurish of Maril. And then he says, V'kasha binoisi b'svarim. So he said, I started being ma'ayin the svarim, meaning I thought that from this Maril, and based on my svarim, Rashi says, that why do you eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Haskin atzvacha b'chi, shetuchel esanis ba'asiri, it's a preparation. So even though it's a zman gerama, it's like mezuzah where the Gemara says is a woman, reason for a woman to be potter. But b'chinoshi lo bo chai. So it makes perfect sense that a woman should have this mitzvah as well. But he said, I wasn't comfortable. So I started being ma'ayin in the svarim. So he says, I started looking around, matzasi ro'isi. Acharei Roy Kodesh Echad. I found one Kodesh, Michoivrei Chibur, who was one of the Mechaber Svarim, Nichnas Lebeis HaSafik. He entered this Safik Umedaber, and he talked about it. Aloy Niyu Zikeni, it's my Zeda. Moiri Verabi, Moira Goyle, Moireno, Rab Rab Kiva Eger, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha. Bechu voice of Madura Kamen Simen Tezayin. Shem Mesupik, he had the same Shahlo. Im Isha Mechuyavis Memitzvazu. And then he says, V'iniach Bitzorich Iyun Ad Eis HaPnai. He said, Sarachin, why? He said, because I don't have time to be my, this is a Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's Sarachin be'es apnai. V'anachnu, he says, Matsonu hadovim mefurish b'menhoge maril. He says, I think I found it in the Maril. V'itarnu dinoi b'nesinas tam l'shvach. And we gave a nice reason. We stout su the Rashi in Mesechtes Yumadav Pe'alav on the base. V'ateres zekenen b'nei bonim. Says, this is my Zayda, and Atera Zekain, and the crown of the Zayda is B'nai Bonim. And I was Zoycha to put a crown on my Zayda, Rab Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger said he didn't have time, it was Sarachin Ke'es Apnai. And Baruch Hashem, I was able to find the time, and I found the Maril that my Zayda didn't have time to find. The Atera Zekain of B'nai Bonim. The Ksav Sofer says, I heard a story once that Rav Shach said that he once asked the Kasha, I think it was to Rab Chaim Oizer. He asked the Kasha to Rab Chaim Oizer. Rabbi Chaim Oizer was very excited with the kasha, and he jumped up to the Svarim Shank, and he found some abstract sefer, a shailos a tshuva sefer, and he showed Rabbi Shach that you mechabim to the kasha. He said years later, many, many years later, he found the kasha in Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Shach said, I found the kasha in Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. And it bothered him. Why did Rabbi Chaim Moises show him that it's a Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger? He found some sefer somewhere in a Tshuvas sefer. He said, how come he didn't show him it was a Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger? And he said he realized afterwards that Rabbi Chaim Moises didn't want to embarrass him. Because he held that Rav Shach should have known Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. He said he should have known it, and he didn't want to embarrass him. So if it's Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, how did you not know Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger? So he found it in some sefer somewhere. It's like this, yeah, you're a mechaven to a kasha. How would you know this kasha exists? He said at Fashtanin that was the reason. Rav Chaim Moizer knew Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. If I cared, it was so posh at him, Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, that how you talking, I'm asking him a kasha that Rabbi Kiva Eger asked. He's supposed to know Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. But either way, that's what the Ksav Sofer said. Kasha bin noisi besvarim, matzasi ro'isi achri ro'i kodish echa michoivre chibur nichnas lebeis ha-sofeg u'medaber haloi niu zekeni moir virabi moir ha-goyla moirenu ha-rab Rabbi Kiva Eger zatzal b'tshuva Yisav. He said he found that it was a Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. Then the Ksav Sofer continues. He says, I think there's another shaila that you can clear that really is totally in the same shaila. What's a halacha if somebody is going to have to eat on Yom Kippur? He's a chayla. And the doctor said that he has to eat on Yom Kippur. Does he have a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur as well? Or no? So said the Ksav Sofer, I think it's mamish the same shaila. If eating on Erev Yom Kippur and fasting Yom Kippur are two independent mitzvahs, They have nothing to do with each other. So if that's the case, then just because you're not going to be fasting in Yom Kippur doesn't mean you shouldn't have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. If, however, it's one mitzvah, it's Tovi Zebezeh. And that's why women, Hagam, they should have been potter from eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's a mitzvah, I say, Shaz Mangaram. Afilu Hochi, they're going to be Chayiv. Why? Because it's Tovi in fasting. And being that women have a mitzvah to fast, so male, they're going to have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur as well. So here it goes in the Fakert Svara, that this person who's not going to be fasting on Yom Kippur, so l'chayre, this person shouldn't have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur either, because that Tali Zebezeh. In other words, this is the Chakira, the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur and the mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur. Is it one big mitzvah, or are they two separate mitzvahs? If it's one big mitzvah, then Noshim are going to be chayiv, even though usually they'd be potter from mitzvah Aseh Shaz Man Garama. The flip side is, a chayla is going to be potter. Because a chayla who is not going to be fasting Yom Kippur, so he has no mitzvah now to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. If they're two independent mitzvahs, so then a woman is going to be potter, because I gam she's chayv to fast on Yom Kippur. This is a separate mitzvah. And l'chur, this is a regular mitzvah aseh, she has man garama. And a chayla that's going to be eating on Yom Kippur will still have the mitzvah to go ahead and to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. There's more in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Maybe we'll pick this up on another day. But I just wanted to be mesayim with one ha'ara, one knitch, based on raid that we've spoken about in the past, but the aim based medrash b'loy chiddush. And that is that Reb Kiva Eger and the Ksav Sofer and the Gedolei Achroinim were nichnas lebeis ha'safik. And that is a woman who's potter from mitzvahs asei shaz man garama. Is she chayiv in the mitzvahs asei of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? Because it's a mitzvahs asei shaz man garama? Or perhaps not. Why not? Because maybe eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a sif katan in fasting on Yom Kippur. And if that's the case, if she's chayiv to fast on Yom Kippur, she should be chayiv to fast. Aye, what do you mean? The Mishnah says, mitzvah asei shaz man garama, noshama potter with three exceptions. Rabbi Yochanan already said, "Ein lemeitim ena klolos." In fact, Rabbi Yochanan said it regarding that mishnah. So maybe this is another example of a mitzvah saseh shas man garama that really noshim are going to be chayv. We've mentioned many times that the Rishonim are doirish time of the Krah. They give a reason why it is that women are potter from mitzvah saseh shas man garama. The Velt says it over from the Avudram. Other Rishonim say it as well. The Avudram is in Perigimel Birchas Hamitzvahs Umishpateim. It's Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. The Avudram says L'shoinei Hazav V'hatam Sheniftar Anoshem Mimitzvahs Aseh Shaz Man Garama L'fi Sheho Isha Mishubedes L'bay L'lasi Strachov. It's because a woman has a responsibility. She has a responsibility to her husband. V'im Hoysam Michuyevis Mimitzvahs Aseh Shaz Man Garama. If a woman would be chayv Mimitzvahs Aseh Shaz Man Garama, Efshir, it's possible. She B'shas Asiyas HaMitzvah, while she's doing a mitzvah, Yitzava Oysa Ba L'asis Mitzvah. Her husband would ask her to do something. V'im Tasa Mitzvahs HaBoire. Now, if she's going to say, I can't, I'd love to, I'm Milsen Kriyishma, the Magen Avram Zman is in 5 minutes, I have to do what I have to do. V'taniach Mitzvah, and she's not going to listen to her husband, Oyla Mi Bailo. Oyla Mi Bailo. V'im Tasa Mitzvah, and she's going to listen to her husband. V'taniach Mitzvahs HaBoire, Oyla Mi Yitzra. This is Vayitzer with a third yud. Yitzri, Yitzri, and even Bailey. L'fichach, Patra HaBoire Mi Mitzvah. So the Torah said, you know what? You're Patra from Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Mangaram. Why is a woman potter from mitzvah aseh shaz man garama? Because she's mishubet to her husband. You can't tell a woman to be in a certain place at a certain time. And it's for that reason women are potter from mitzvah aseh shaz man garama. This is what the Avudram says, and this is often quoted. For some reason, people don't quote the end of the Avudram, because I think the punchline is the end of the Avudram. He continues and he says like this. This is the Vilna Gaon's V'chulu. You have to push and read the end of the Avudram. He says, "Kidei liyos l'sholim and baila." You know why? The rest of the story, you want to understand why really women are part of Mitzvah Shaz Man Garama? Because Oyla Mi Baila, Oyla Mi Yotzer, right? Okay, but the problem is you're going to run into Shalom bias issues. V'gdoyla Mi Zoyz Matzonu, Sha'ashay Magodol, Anichta B'Kedusha, V'Tahayra Nimcha L'Amayim, Kidei Lahatol Sholim B'Nish L'Ishtoy. You know what the punchline is about Shalom bias? Noshim are part of Mitzvah Shaz Shaz Man Garama because of Shalom bias. It's a Shalom bias shmuz. That's mamish what it is. Mitzvah aseh shaz man garama, right? Is literally it's a shalom bayish mus. That's what this is about, and that's the real point. But the bottom line is the Avudram says that what's the reason that Noshima Potter from mitzvah aseh shaz man garama is because she's mishubel. Incidentally, I found in the sefer Bechar Shar, the sefer Bechar Shar al Torah. So the Bechar Shar was one of the Rishonim. He was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. He was one of the Rishayim, recently received as a gift, the Sefer B'char Shar al HaTorah. So he says, Umash Amr Torah Mitzvah Aseh Shaz Man Garama Noshim Pturos. He brings the Avudram, but he leaves out the punchline. He doesn't say anything about Shalom Bayis. That's the Avadrom's own punchline. But other Rishonim said this point. Nashim Apatah from Mitzvahs Esesh as Mangarama. Why? Because she's Meshuvah Labai. And the truth is, we've spoken out over the years. There's many Nafkiminas Lahalacha that the Gedolei Achreinim said because of this idea. Number one, the Achreinim discuss, is a woman Patah from a Mitzvahs Aseh that's Besheva Al Taisa, like an Isser Aseh? That's Mangarama. Taisa Shabbos, Taisa Yom Kippurim, there's a Chuvas Rav Tzvi Eger, there's also Chuvas Kesav Sofer about that. Meaning, there's a sad to say that if the way you're making the mitzvahs I say is by doing something, okay, you can't tell a woman to do something at a certain time. Because, oh, you love me by law. But if the mitzvah is niskayim by not doing something, so that's not a spirit to my husband, maybe it shouldn't be an issue. In Masechet Shabbos, we spoke at an epic tshuva from Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin in Shoyla Meshev. It's in Madura Kama, it's Chelek Aleph, it's in Samach Aleph, where he says that's pshat in the drosha kol she yeshnoi b'shmira, yeshnoi b'shira. We know that noshim achayiv in all the mitzvahs haseis of Shabbos. Why they chayiv in all the mitzvahs haseis of Shabbos? Because kol she yeshnoi b'shmira, yeshnoi b'shira. It's a hektish. Taisha says maybe make the hektish vaker. So said Rabbi Yosef Shol, there's a thief guide in the hekish. You could be Dairish time of the crowd, this hekish. Why are Nashim Potter from Mitzvah Seishas Mangarama? Why would it be they should be Potter from the Mitzvah Shabbos? Because she's Meshubat her husband. On Shabbos, a woman gets to rest. Because the Kol Sheyeshnei Bishmira is Yeshnei Bishira. I'll tell you another Maramakim. There's a Pnei Yeshua, Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Chav Tesam Adal. Tais asks a famous kasha. The Pasuk says that a woman doesn't have a mitzvah to give her some bris milah. It's a mitzvah to Aval HaBen, Nashim HaPotter. You learn that from a Pasuk. Kasha Tziva Oysai. Shem told Isa, Shem told Avram to be to Mal Yitzchak, not Tzaris. You learn from there that a father has a mitzvah, a woman, mother doesn't have. Great, tell you one of the most famous Tosin in Shas. Why did the apostle to tell me that Nashim Apater from Bris Mila? It's a mitzvah. Esei Shas Man Garama. So the Pnei Yeshua says that I want to say a chiddush. Miu beikar kushas atoysus how you nearly letaris binyan acher. The loyshaya chay klala the mitzvah esei Shas Man Garama Nashim Turois. Ela be mitzvah haguf she efshul lekayim al yidei shliach. The only time Nashim Apotah from Mitzvah Aseh Shas Mangar is a monster chiddush is if it's a Mitzvah Aseh that you can't be Mekayim Al Yedei Shliach. However, any Mitzvah that you could do Al Yedei Shliach, a woman is chayiv, even if it's a Mitzvah Aseh Shas. Talk about an exception to the rule. Any Mitzvah you could do Al Yedei Shliach, Nashim are going to be chayiv. Mila, you could do Al Yedei Shliach. And being that Mila, you could do Al Yedei Shliach, so women are going to be chayiv in such a mitzvah naseh shas mangarom. And if women are going to be chayiv in such a mitzvah naseh shas mangarom, by the way, whether or not you can do milah yidei shliach is totally in the shach and the ktsois, right? It's not so posh. But either way, also Reb, we've spoken about. But you know, the Bnei Yeshua says you can do bris milah yidei shliach. Every bris milah happens like yidei shliach. Come on. So if that's the case, Nashim are going to be chayiv. That's why you needed a pasuk. Because there's no ptura mitzvah naseh shas mangarom, being that it's efshal asa yidei shliach. But what's the svara? What would be Pashup Shan in this Pnei Yeshua? Why should there be a nafgamina and a mitzvah that says mangarom if you could do it ayidei shliach, or if you're not going to do it ayidei shliach? Say the gedoyli achrayin, and pshat in the Pnei Yeshua is David Duran. Pshat in the Pnei Yeshua is Rabbi Yosef Bechar Shar. Pshat in the Pnei Yeshua is because why are not shepatim from mitzvah that says mangarom? Because they're meshubah to their husband. That's far of meshubahedas labayla doesn't pass if it's epshalas ayidei shliach. You're right. Krishma, you have to do by yourself. So nashim are going to be potter. But Milo, do it ayidei shliach. Hire somebody. That's something you can do. And being that it's epshalas ayidei shliach, so maybe because of the svar of that, but the bottom line is, there's a reason why Nashim Apatah from Mitzvah Aseh Shas Mangarama. What's the reason? It's Davud Ram, it's the Bechar Shor, because the Meshubat Labayla. Davud Ram has a punchline that it's related to Shalom Bayis, but the Nakuda is because if Oyla Mi Yoitzra, Oyla Mi Bayla. That's the reason. It's because she is Mishubedes to her husband. You can't tell her to do something at a certain. How could you tell me to do this? Maybe my husband's going to want me to do something. And with nafkaminas la'alacha, we just mentioned three. Could be if you makayim the mitzvah b'sheva al taisa, like an isra say, there's no mitzvah say shaz mangarama. Shabbos kol she yeshne b'shmira yeshne b'shira, because she has a mitzvah shmira anyways. So she's not mishubah the Bible on that same level. The Pnei Yeshua is chiddush and mesachtes kedushin, that any mitzvah you could do ayidei shliach, you don't have the svara mishubah des labaylo. So with it, you're not going to have the ptura, mitzvah say shaz mangarama. So I'm saying, could be it's poshet. It could be it's poshet. What's the mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur? What's the mitzvah? What's the maisa mitzvah? To eat. What's the cheftza of the mitzvah? It's not a lulav. It's not a shayfer. It's food. It's a sandwich. The mitzvah is to eat. Could a man tell his wife that I don't want you to eat today? Of course not. Not just that, a man is chayiv in the zaynus ishtay. A man has an obligation to feed his wife. Yes, to support his wife. With all the shibudim that a woman does or doesn't have, at the end of the day, she's allowed to eat. So eating on Erev Yom Kippur is not kein stira to mitzvah saseh et shas man garama. It's not a stira to mishubedes labailo. So if that's the case, just like the gedolei achroinim use this avudran, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Ksav Sofer, Rabbi Yosef Shol Natans, and the Pnei Yeshua, they use this avudran to say chedushim lahalacha as it relates to different scenarios where women will be chayiv even if it's a mitzvah saseh et shas man garama. I think it's poshut that even though there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, but l'chura, and even if you argue it's a mitzvah saseh shas man garama, l'chura would make sense. Nah, maybe to eat the whole Erev Yom Kippur, which some people have a hidur. So al zeh nemar she's mishubedes l'vayla, but the ikar mitzvah is not mechayev that. That's maybe a hidur, but certainly not mechayev to do that. So as it relates to the basic mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, l'chura you mekayim the mitzvah when you eat. Why should a woman not have that? It's not a stira to the Sheba that she has to her husband. And based on this Avudram and the Bechor Shor and the Gedolei Rishonim and the precedence of the Achronim that were Dairish time of the Kra, when it comes to Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Garama, Yesh Loimer, a new wrinkle and a new Svara, why women should be Chayim in the Mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, despite the fact that it may be a Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Garama.